Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Tiki and Tierney on The Fan. Tiki Barber.
Got the first down to the 10, to the 5, fighting! Touchdown, Tiki!
Brandon Tierney.
Does anybody else look at Giamatti now and see Davey Johnson with the Mets? The facial resemblance is uncanny.
Like I said, there's a lot of stuff going on in his brain. Nothing really fertile.
Tiki and Tierney on The Fan. 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
Howdy, what's happening? Tiki and Tierney, you ready to roll on this... what day is it, Tiki? I'm not exactly sure. Thursday. Inside the Town Fair Tire studio, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. We're jumping into the NFL out of the chute. But where do you even, we have to at least give this a minute. Where do we even start? I can't even call that a game. Mm-hmm. That Knicks Heat thing from last night, here's my two takeaways. Julius Randle, if Julius Randle plays any worse, the FBI is going to come knocking on his door and launch a point-shaving investigation because it looks like he's actually trying to lose, number one. My other takeaway, Teak, it almost resembles... I don't think you saw this movie. It almost resembles the scene in Basketball Diaries.
Did not.
Okay, you have to see it. It's on YouTube. Just the scene where, because you'll really appreciate this observation, where Leonardo DiCaprio and Wahlberg and a few other guys take mescaline or quaaludes, whatever they took before they went out and played a high school basketball game. They were tripping out on the court. That's how disinterested, ineffective. I mean, the Knicks aren't even trying.
What did I say a week ago, BT? At what time do we start talking about and looking at Tom Thibodeau as opposed to looking at all the players?
That's with the eighth overall pick. Like I told you the other day, this is lottery bound, man. So we are not going to waste your time, nor will we waste our time talking more than we just did about a team that evidently has no interest in playing, and right now a coach who has no clue how to deploy players. How about this one stat, though? And you can get all, you know, wrapped up in the numbers, all this, and you can manipulate stats all you want, right? You can make a 230 hitter look like he's hitting the ball on the screws every time. Oh, he's hitting into bad luck. But the Knicks had three starters last night. Three, 60%. Of their starters had a plus minus of minus 30 or worse. I mean, like I said, who is it? It's the FBI. Open up, Julius. We think you might be shaving points.
Well, I mean, it's almost hard to get upset anymore about this, about these Knicks performances.
Nah, I'm not upset.
It's almost, I'm telling you, it's about Tom Thibodeau now. What's the plan? Is there a plan? Or are you just trying to get into the lottery and get one of these? This draft is actually pretty interesting. From the kid from Auburn, Jabari Smith, and Chet Holmgren, that monster out in Gonzaga.
Got like 7'9".
Or the kids from Duke. I mean, maybe that's what they're thinking about. Who knows?
But
you just can't get upset anymore. It was unwatchable after 5 minutes.
The game was over after 5 minutes. And I was so happy that Van Gundy was on the game.
Yes.
I mean, his
called him out.
Oh, dude. His commentary was blistering. And keep in mind, Thibodeau's his boy. So for him to take these, and certain things were overt, certain things were thinly veiled, but he was basically saying, you know, Fibs, you gotta sit these clowns down and you gotta get rid of these stiffs who are starting. He was coaching the Knicks when Van Gundy was in the finals. I mean, that's his boy. So for him to say what he was saying, you know it is bad. And by the way, and I can appreciate a nice troll job, and then we'll get to the Giants. Did you see, hey, Hoff, go to the Miami Heat
verified account. Did you see their troll job? You know who they trolled last night?
I did not.
Do you know who they trolled?
No.
Your partner.
Really?
Me.
Why?
Go to the Heat verified account, couple of million followers,
on
right?
On Twitter.
On Twitter.
What?
And they had the whole Chris Bosh, Julius Randle, Apex thing. They had a picture. I know it was a picture of Bosh, and I think it said, so, it's like 9 or 10 or 12 down. Keep going down, Hoff, and then read it. Something like, I don't know, just a reminder about peak Bosh. They actually used the word peak.
That's funny.
They didn't at me. It's hysterical. It was actually well done. I got to give them credit. A little troll job. Oh, that was the best part of the night. Oh, geez, that was a disaster. And if you didn't see Basketball Diaries, really, you don't have to watch the whole movie, even though it's a good movie. Go to YouTube. Just type in Basketball Diaries drug scene. Mm. They take Quaaludes or mescaline before they hit the court, and they are literally tripping out while they're playing. That's what the Knicks look like. Like they're tripping out aimlessly, faltering all over themselves. They are a disaster. They are a joke right now. They are beyond. We gave them too much time. Let's move on. We gave them too much time. My bad.
I'm wondering where
apologize.
You are.
Too much time, Tiki. But when you find the tweet from the Heat, you can at least throw that in there. You can even retweet it. Have a little fun from our account. All good. Now, we had Joe Shane on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We like Joe.
I do like
Joe. We like Joe.
He's young. He's hungry.
Yeah.
Energetic.
He is. Seems very human, not robotic. Hopefully, all good things will come to the Giants and their fans. A few things that we can extrapolate from the chat. We asked him about Sean Payton, obviously. Went there twice, and I think we got a satisfying answer. He's not going to, he's going to do something else this year. And you're not going to give up three first-round picks to get him either. But the timeline about hiring the coach, we all assumed, and you and I are both in the Daboll camp, mm-hmm. We want Daboll, and then we want Ken Dorsey, who runs the passing game coordinator.
Yes,
right?
The problem is Josh Allen basically said, not basically, he did say, if Brian Daboll leaves,
yep.
I want Ken Dorsey to be the Bills' offensive coordinator. And yep. If you're Ken Dorsey, what are you doing?
Well, if you're the Bills, what are you doing? You're going to say, okay, well, I'm going to acquiesce. The way he played last year in these two playoff games, two perfect games, yeah, I'm going to keep Ken Dorsey, no doubt. But it's starting to look like Daboll is real serious about this Dolphins job. They're real serious about him. I like Dan Quinn, not as much as I think New York seems to think that I like Dan Quinn, but I like him a little bit. I really like Flores. They cannot hire Leslie Frazier.
Yeah.
They cannot hire Leslie Frazier.
Leslie Frazier is getting his interview tomorrow. He's interviewing tomorrow with the New York Giants. Obviously, he's familiar with Joe Shane, just like Brian Daboll, because he was the defensive coordinator for the Bills. And he had a modicum of success when he was with the Minnesota Vikings. Nothing to write home about. I don't even think they had multiple winning seasons, but his quarterbacks were inferior. I think it was Carson. What was his name?
Christian Ponder was
the starting quarterback the
Christian
couple of years
Ponder.
He was there.
Jeez.
So I mean, you can't really judge him on.
You're not going to win a varsity high school game with Ponder,
but he's had a lot of respect as a defensive coordinator over the years, and we know he's good. I look at where the Bills were this year, but I agree with you. He just doesn't feel like the right head coach to flip this thing around for the New York Giants. No disrespect to him.
No disrespect.
Like Leslie Frazier a lot. In fact, he almost got the Houston job last year, but they instead gave it to David Culley, who was also on that staff. It was a weird hire, but I think that was because they knew that David Culley was going to be a sacrificial lamb, mm-hmm. so to speak, down there in Houston. So I agree with you with Leslie Frazier. He's getting his interview tomorrow. But today is the real interesting one for the Giants, because Brian Flores is getting his in-person interview. Now, I didn't realize this because I thought that he did do a Zoom interview, and I think we had said that he did. He didn't do a virtual interview. So this is really the first time that the Giants have had a chance to sit down, have a deep conversation, talk about the ideas that he has for this team, about this team, who he'd bring in as a staff, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's all happening today. And we know that the Giants, at least John Mara of the Giants, the owner, likes Brian Flores because he reached out to him directly. And so while it feels like,
as per Craig Carton,
that's right,
he broke
that's right.
the news.
Our colleague who follows this,
right.
Craig Carton.
He's on top of it.
What do they call them? Insiders? Insider Carton,
yeah.
Getting that deal done. But we think that Brian Daboll, I feel that Brian Daboll has the edge. But if you're Brian Daboll and you have the option, what are you doing? If you're Brian Daboll and you have the option, are you, what's more appealing, to go to Miami, to the Dolphins, or come to the Giants and have this some sort of semi-rebuild? The Dolphins have been pretty good.
Yep.
Not great. They haven't made the postseason, but they've been pretty good.
They have been.
Over the last couple of seasons. A 10-win season. Last year, they have 8 wins. What were they, 8-9 or 9? I can't remember what their record was last season. But they haven't been in the dumps. So if you're Daboll and you have the option, I mean, he might not choose the Giants.
He might not. Which seems like he's leaning in that direction, which is a complicating factor. Yes.
And if he doesn't choose the Giants,
then you're scramble mode.
Then you're in scramble mode. Yeah. And if Brian Flores comes in and say he doesn't choose the Giants.
But yeah, you have to hire Brian Flores. If it's not Daboll, you have to hire Flores.
I think you're right. Now, there's a bunch of other names out there that we talked about. Dan Quinn, Raheem Morris, Eric Bieniemy.
I mean, you can't hire these guys.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. I'm throwing out all these names, and none of them are appealing.
Well, you want to coach him?
No, not definitely.
I don't have the patience to get you on the show every day.
I definitely don't have the patience to be a head coach in the NFL. But
about Carl Banks.
But the point is, it is kind of getting to like
a little late.
You know, do it or get off the pot.
A little nervous. Although the 8 other teams haven't done it yet either. To be fair,
I understand that.
It's not like names are going off the conveyor belt and the Giants have nobody left.
Yeah, true. Chicago had an interview with Jim Caldwell, which is just odd because the general manager is 36 and Jim Caldwell 67.
Yeah.
I mean, the dynamics are unique here, but it felt like at the beginning of this week, the Giants would have their choice of who they wanted as head coach, whether it was Brian Daboll, who seemed to be the front runner, or Flores,
yep,
who's coming in today. Now, if it just goes poorly today,
and we'll find out. We'll get a little leakage.
So there's a little bit of urgency here, yes, whereas it felt like there wasn't any urgency. We could take our time, have some patience. It feels a little bit urgent in this moment right now.
Yeah, they had a lot of time and strength in numbers in terms of the availability of all the desirable candidates. If Daboll's jumping ship to Miami, things change a bit. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. We'll get to these calls early, as we always do. But just a few other things to think about. We'll throw it in the pot, and then we'll get to you here, get these calls going. Okay, so looks like John Harbaugh is going to hire Jim Harbaugh's defensive coordinator in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unless they have a family dynamic like Aaron Rodgers has a family dynamic and they don't like each other, which we know that they do.
They do.
I know, I'm being facetious. Then there's no chance in hell that John Harbaugh is going to just screw his brother and take his DC when they got to the playoffs, unless brother Jim told brother Johnny, yo, I'm coming back to the NFL.
It might be.
So that gives you a little something to chew on as well.
I wouldn't go. It's a quid pro quo, to be perfectly honest with you, because last year, the offensive coordinator of the Michigan Wolverines assistant coach or quarterback coach or something like that, came from John Harbaugh's staff.
But not the coordinator.
True.
It's different.
True, true. But, it's just symbiosis, man.
All right, let's get
you
the calls.
You wash my back, you wash my hands, I wash yours.
Understood. It's not scramble mode, but it's certainly a more amplified sense of urgency for the Giants to have a good day.
It feels like it does. The Brian Flores interview is happening today. It feels like it needs to go great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 877-337-6666. Let's go to Avi. Is it Avi or Avi out in Nutley on the Fan? What's up, bud?
Abby.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How you doing?
We're good, man.
Hey, first of all, you know, you're doing a great show. Tiki, you're one of my favorite running backs.
Appreciate you, brother.
It's like, I really hate it when you retire, but I understand, you know, I play football myself, so I understand the wear and tear. The bottom line is that, you know, I was just hating when you retired because you know what happened after that. But
yeah,
anyway,
of course. Timing sucks sometimes.
Yeah, you know, just like Don Mattingly, you know, that was crazy.
Yeah, but that was less his. It was less on him, though.
I know.
Sure.
The thing is this. You know, I understand that Daboll right now is considering Miami, too, or maybe, you know, they're saying the same thing about Miami, saying the same thing about maybe he's being the favorites over here in New York.
Yep.
But there's a couple of coaches that I'm like, why didn't – I don't know if they have reached out to them. Like, for example, you got Josh McDaniels. I know he's from the Patriots, but he does have head coaching experience.
Yep, he does.
So, you know, another opportunity will be good. Another McDaniels that I'm interested in is Mike McDaniels from the 49ers.
Mm.
You know, I think that, you know, he has done pretty good with Garoppolo and, you know, the type of quarterbacks they got there and the way they scheme things out, you know, that's something that the Giants need to improve on.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. When you just on him for a second, Mike McDaniels out in San Francisco, he kind of might get stuck in the same situation that Eric Bieniemy is in, because he's the offensive coordinator. Like, he does the install, he does X, Y, Z, and you know what. But at the end of the day, you know that Andy Reid's calling the plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, just like you know that Kyle Shanahan is calling the plays for the San Francisco 49ers. So, yes, he has some acumen, and he's part of that process, but is he actually the catalyst that's made this 49ers team so viable over the last few years and now in the NFC Championship game again, despite feeling like they've been an inferior team this entire postseason?
877-337-6666. Twitter at Tiki and Tierney. Nick, Tom Rivers on the Fan with us. How are you, Nick? What's happening?
Hey, fellas. Long-time caller. You guys, BT, if you're gonna broadcast in the New York area, it's a pack on, like a pack on. and Tiki,
I should know that. I have a friend that lives on that one, Lake Apacon. My buddy lives there.
On. Write it down. Whole pack on.
Yeah.
And Tiki, I'm a longtime Giant fan. We had a love-hate relationship. Loved watching you run the ball. Dropping the bean every once in a while. I keep pulling my hair out of my head, but loved the man.
Hey, why do you think I don't have any hair, Nick? What's up, man?
I have 2 points.
Go ahead.
Firstly, with showing the press conference yesterday, I don't take much from these opening press conferences. I've seen a billion of them.
Yep.
A couple things like the energy, little concern, competitive rebuild comment on moving forward. I would like to have seen them been like, you know, we need to fix some stuff and we're going to move forward. And the fact that the going to have his finger in the pot in terms of who the next head coach is. Little concerned.
Yeah, we asked him.
Yeah.
We asked him.
Yeah.
And by the way, Nick, we actually directly asked him because he talked about and he used the term collaborative effort during the actual press conference when we had Joe on the show. And by the way, you guys can go watch the whole thing. It's on YouTube, youtube.com/WFAN, Odyssey app, still learning whatever else we have here at the station, so you can find it, I'm sure.
Twitch.
Twitch, whatever, all the addresses.
That's kind of live. It doesn't live on Twitch.
No, I don't know. All the links, huh? Just do a Google search, you'll find it. But we asked him again, and we asked him directly, like, so Joe, if you want this guy and ownership really truly is leaning toward this guy, is this a, for lack of a better word, battle that you're going to win? And he didn't say yes.
No, he kind of said, I hope it doesn't get to that.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. He said, well, I hope we don't get there. And then he spoke about having to, you know, sell and, you know, hopefully find common ground. And that's when I said, yeah, I get it. You're not going to hire somebody off the Garden State Parkway who's hanging under a sign. So nobody that management would be completely opposed to is going to be in the equation.
Yeah.
But it's a little disconcerting that for a team that has been run into the ground, the new GM doesn't have complete autonomy. And based on what he said and what John Mara said, he does not.
Yeah.
And I don't love that.
Yeah, I don't either. Love that. But he's a first-time general manager. We know that he obviously has a lot of success under Brandon Bean, and obviously his path is great. But still, it's his first time doing it. So the track record hasn't been fully written yet. So we don't really know. Like we can assume that he's going to do well because he's a hustler, feels young, he feels eager, all these things that you can talk about from hearing him from just one time. But at the end of the day, I kind of understand it. It does worry you a little bit, though, just from a macro standpoint.
Yes. You know, the other thing, we'll get more calls coming up, 877-337-6666. You know, the whole Miami Giants thing. Brian Daboll coached against Tua multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he might like him. And Tua, unlike Daniel Jones, you know, has 1 year less in the league.
Yes.
Which means he is 1 year further away from having to get a big deal or decision time.
Yes.
So, you know, you forget about the weather and the taxes. Not that that doesn't matter. That's obviously a part of the equation. But and the Dolphins have a little bit more of a recent winning pedigree. They're a step or two ahead of the Giants for sure based on their rebuild. You know, if I don't know, is this fair for me to deduce if he takes the job in Miami, it's really a referendum on Daniel Jones and a big part of it versus Tua? It's got
to
be.
I mean, yes and no, but if I think you have to think of it this way, and I think it's important for these interviews as we go forward these next couple of days. I think the urgency is now. Right, it's not like, hey, we can wait until after the weekend and make a decision because the guys are going to start getting ticked off. And I wrote down a whole list of these guys' potentials for next year for head coaches of these 9 or now 8 openings. There's not a ton of them, man. And so you kind of got to get it right. But if you're Brian Flores, you're looking at a Giants team in the interview today, and you're saying, man, I just got fired. Like, my reputation's not hit, but it was an odd firing. I need to get back on the saddle and prove what I can do. But if you're Brian Daboll, you're saying, man, I've been on a great run. This momentum that I helped build with the Buffalo Bills is fantastic. Yeah. Do I want to go rebuild and hit my record, or do I want to go someplace that's ready to win now and they just need a little bit of an injection of personality and offense? You know what I mean?
I do, but also in the court of public opinion, who would have the longer leash in New York? Daboll, based on the fact he's a first-time head coach, or Flores? My answer is Daboll.
Without a doubt, Daboll.
Even though most people seem to want Flores.
Especially because of what we just saw happen at the end for Flores in Miami, how it happened.
Yes.
Because that's surprising. I don't care what the relationship was with the players or the front office. You win 8 out of your last 9 games and get clipped? That doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't, Teak. I agree. 877-337-6666. Teak and Tierney on the Fan just getting going. More calls. Big Ben going to retire. One of the 9 jobs apparently open. Who do you want? I mean, it looks like Daboll might say, nah, I don't want to come and help the Giants. So if that's the case, is Flores the main guy or maybe an off-the-radar candidate? Teak and I'll roll with this for a little bit more coming up next here on The Fan.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, hey, Siri, play WFAN.
All right, 1028 on The Fan. Teak and Tierney here. 877-337-6666. Twitter, at Teak and Tierney. So, you know, it's a big day for the Giants. You want Flores to knock it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
You want everybody to knock it out of the park. And then you have the choice of 2, 3, 4 really appealing options rather than you bring in 4 or 5 guys. 2 guys are underwhelming. 1 guy's bombs. 1 guy's good, but a little left on the bone. And another guy you're not really sold on. And I would think that they really like Daboll.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how Frazier does. Harbaugh's never been in the equation. We asked about Sean Payton. My cockeyed thought about calling up Bill Belichick and having him come save you. I knew it was never going to happen, but that obviously is not going to come to fruition. So I don't.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I think when we start to whittle down the names, I don't think it will be somebody other than Daboll. And although right now I think it's more Flores.
Yeah.
Daboll, Flores,
Leslie Frazier or Dan Quinn.
Or Dan Quinn. And that's, if you said pick a fifth one,
yeah,
I would say give me a dart and I'll throw it somewhere because I have no idea what they're thinking there.
Yeah, I mean, because like Doug Peterson, haven't heard anything about
him.
Never
reached out to him, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. Jim Caldwell hasn't been associated with the Giants. McDaniels, I think he's forever staying in New England. So it just doesn't feel like there's any other options than these kind of four that are sitting right here. Okay. Whether or not you love those four or not, it is what it is.
Yeah, I think you
love a couple, not all of them.
That's for sure. 877-337-6666. Let's go to New Haven, Connecticut. Steve is on Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. What up, Steve?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Steve?
So my thing is with Daboll and Flores is I have more questions about Flores, and Daboll doesn't even have the experience that Flores does. And my thing with Flores, and I would like you guys to address this, you know, Mara talked yesterday about the environment around Daniel Jones that it hasn't been stable. So with Flores, he's gone through three offensive coordinators.
That's right.
And Patrick Graham was there with him, and he left.
Yeah.
So I'd like to know what the pieces around him. I mean, so you're going to bring in a guy that really has more question marks around him, and you already made that comment about Daniel yesterday. I think they would want to wrap their arms around
Daboll.
Daniel with a guy like Daboll.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about those points of Flores?
It's an interesting observation, Steve, because I said the exact same thing to BT in the break, that I like Brian Flores, but something makes me nervous about him, particularly how he was fired and the narrative that came out after he was fired, that Steve Ross basically chose Tua Tagovailoa and his feelings over Brian Flores and the success that he's had and the fact that he couldn't communicate with the front office. I tell you, the first question, if I'm, I was going to say John Mara, but really Joe Shane, the first question I'm asking Brian Flores is, What happened in Miami?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Tell me truthfully what happened.
Absolutely.
Like, why are you not there anymore?
Yeah.
Because what Steve just alluded to is right. Daniel Jones needs some like solid direction, not some mind games that going to get played with a guy who he thinks is inferior. Because let's not forget, that's what Brian Flores did with Tua Tagovailoa in his first 2 years. He played these mind games with him. Like, you're not going to play because you're not ready. Okay, you know what? You're going to be the starter. We're going to bench Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah, you know what? You're not really figuring it out. We're going to replace you in the middle of the game. All right, you're going to start next week, but just be on the lookout because Fitz is going to come take your job. It was just weird what he did to him his rookie season.
Yeah.
And then this whole offseason, whether it was true or not, the narrative that he was going to get traded for Deshaun Watson persisted, and Brian Flores never shot it down, ever. And so as a result, it was just this cloud hanging over him where I can remember this quote like specifically where Tua was like, I'm not upset or whatever it was. You know what I mean? He's like, hey,
Not feel wanted?
Yeah,
I think it was like along those lines. I remember that. Yeah,
it was
an endorsement.
It was just weird, man. So, I have those questions about Brian Flores for sure. I know he's a really good coach, and I know he'll get the culture right.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. The communication just seemed off.
No question. And by the way, I don't know how deep the contact list goes for Shane, but Joe Shane needs to find somebody in the Dolphins organization that he trusts.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as he needs to know, to your point, what the hell went awry in Miami? He's got to get Miami's version.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that he even brings it to the table with Flores, but then he's got to get that. He's got to get Flores' take, and then he's got to make a good decision along with Mara and Tisch, I guess.
Yep.
But, the fact that Mara got unmistakable separation from Deshaun Watson, if Flores really is as married to Deshaun Watson as we perceive him to be, then
another
you'd have to
point.
Think that Flores could be on the outside looking in.
That's another good point.
877-337-6666. Malvern, Long Island, Sonny is on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. Sonny.
What's up?
Guys, excellent morning. How you doing?
Good,
man.
How are you, bud?
Good, guys. I want to talk about Brian Flores. The first BT, I heard you on Boomer and Geo this morning.
Yes.
And listen, I mean, I like those guys. I mean, I don't consider them hardcore sports like you guys. You guys, I don't want to kiss your butts or anything, but you guys filled, a big void when Big Mike left. I mean, every show is different. Boomer and Geo, I like Geo's impersonations. I think he's funny. I think they're good in the morning when I don't really need hardcore. The guys after you are good. I mean, Evan's like a a sports geek. You know, he's the type of, I was a big jock in high school. He's the type of kid, you know, people would give wedgies to in high school.
Oh, stop. Sonny, come on, man.
See, you know, he has to
defend our boy Evan here. Stop, come on, man. He's a guy's like a walking search engine.
I'd have Evan's back. I wouldn't let you do that to him, Sonny.
There you go, T.
No, I do it in a fun way. In a fun way. You know, I mean, he takes his number two pencil and his scorecard and goes to the upper deck.
He owns it.
I don't think there's a. I don't think there's a category of fun wedgie.
No. Anyway, he owns it.
Anyway,
go ahead.
Anyway, I couldn't disagree with Al Dukes more. BT, tell me what you think. So I was going to ask you guys this about this last week.
What's that?
I don't want to compare you to any other show, but when Mike was in existence, I loved when he had guests. Some of his epic moments when he had guests on. I mean, I loved when he had the NCAA coaches on. I love when he had, Eli Manning report. I love when he ripped apart Ben McAdoo. Mm-hmm. He held people accountable. I thought those were great moments.
Yeah, I agree.
Then I want to talk about...
By the way, Mike Francesa still exists. You make it seem like the poor guy's no longer with us. Mike is still alive and well.
I used to go on with Francesa. I used to always go on with him, especially in training camp.
Listen, when I look back at the early memories of the Fan... the thing that really sucked me in was the combative, back and forth between Mike and the Mad Dog, mm-hmm. all right? And some of those guests. I mean, Pat Riley was on all the time, and Bobby Valentine. And, there's no doubt. Listen, like I said with those guys this morning, I meant it. I like those guys, and I'd hope that they like me, and I hope that they like us. You know, we do our show how we do it, and then they do their show how we do it. It's a different style. They're incredibly successful. They got a great morning show, and we do what we do.
Yeah,
we
look,
hope
Sonny,
it's going to be good.
Sonny, we did a national show for 9 years. Like, you have to talk the X's and O's of a sport. Like, you can't do a national show.
But he's talking about how out, Kevin James. I know, why are you booking Kevin James?
But I'm just telling you, that's
because the guy's a Mets and a Jets fan.
Hold on.
Why.
This is what we did. Like, on a national show, this is what you do. You book guests, you have conversations with them, you get to know them a little bit. Some of them become like friends.
Yeah.
Like Tom Izzo, not the Tom Izzo here, but Tom Izzo, the head coach of the Spartans, became a friend of the show.
No question.
We'd have him on all the time. Great Bruce friend. Arians, not local to us necessarily, but he's a friend of the show.
Yep.
Now he's kind of family, but. Like, we like doing interviews. We like getting to know people and telling the story. But as a national show, you got to do X's and O's. Otherwise, what are you talking about?
Are you guys going to have scheduled coaches on and, like, quarterbacks and all that?
I mean, we're going to try. We're going to try.
Can we get an office first, Sonny? I mean, we don't even have an office yet. It's funny. I told these guys this morning, and I did you see it? I went in there with my helmet. I went in there with a football. I'm like, guys, you didn't see it?
No, because Tracy's leaving this afternoon to go to Oklahoma for Brooklyn's cheer match.
Oh, that's right, for the cheer competition.
I was on the phone. It's been a long morning.
I got you. So I go in there with my, there was a Boomer Esiason t-shirt that was out there for the free bin.
Nice.
I put that on. Because I genuinely like those guys,
and I
know you do, and I had the helmet on. I'm like, I had a lot of shrapnel going on. We've been here 3 weeks, man. I mean, I don't even. I told them. I said up until 3 days ago, I still had like the phone number written down on paper because I haven't said it that much. Or Dove, when do I go to commercial break? Or what's the Twitch address? Or all these things. We don't have an office yet, So we're settling in. And I look forward to having fun with those guys. The guys before us, the guys after us, and everybody. We're here to be good teammates. We're here to do a great show. That's why they hired us to do 4 hours of really good radio.
Of what we do.
And that's the goal, to
of
be
what
us.
We do. We're not trying to be anybody else.
No, we're going to be us, and hopefully us is good. And we'll go from there. But it's all good. It's all good. But the interviews, if it's the right interview, we're going to do it. Al can tweet me all he wants. I don't care. It's all good. 10:45 on the Fan. Tiki and Tierney here. 877-337-6666.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading this article, BT, that I just found on The Athletic.
Yes.
About Brian Flores. It's by Jason Jones down in Miami. And he's talking about how he's got this hard exterior. We tried to get him on our show for a couple of years. And he just never, it would just never seem to work out. And it comes off as like this standoffish, maybe aggressiveness. But Jason Jones is writing this article saying about where he's from. So he's from Brownsville, Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
Which you obviously know.
And it's like Poly Prep.
And he says, this is his quote, a place where weakness can come off and lead to your own demise. Mm. So you have to kind of have an edge. And he has this like, I don't know, this edge about him that is rough. Like, he almost wanted to fight a guy during a game because he hit one of his players late. And so he has this, So he doesn't back down from anything. He's just aggressive. It's just his personality. And I can understand if you're in a place where you're like other people aren't from that type of environment or mm-hmm. have any, I don't know, understanding of being from that type of environment, why it can come off as is rough around the edges and standoffish and, I don't know, just overly combative. Like, I can understand where he's coming from a little bit. I'd love to hear that from Brian Flores, to be honest with you.
Yes, that's well said.
As opposed to hearing it secondhand.
Uh-huh. I'd also like to hear examples, aside from that one in-game situation.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, so, with his own team in the building.
Yeah.
No, but that's a good point, because, you know, whether it's Brownsville, whether it's, you know, any tough area.
Yeah.
You know, when you scratch and claw to rise above in certain spots what's around you, you know, it's not easy. It is not. Not everybody grows up with money.
No.
Not everybody grows up with a perfect situation. Yeah. We all know that, obviously.
They got to hustle and scrap and fight for everything that they have.
Yeah. So you're wired to be very territorial.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody infringes upon that, I can understand why he would be that way. And that's not a bad quality. But it's actually a great quality.
I think it is as well.
Provided it's channeled properly.
That's right.
And maybe it softens with time. You know what I mean?
Yes.
877-337-6666. Let's get Steve in Hoboken. Steve is on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. Steve.
Hello, gentlemen.
What's up, man?
Tiki, before I get started, you were a monster when you got going for the Giants.
I appreciate it. It took me a while, but I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Okay. I want to talk about a guy that I haven't heard his name mentioned once for the Giants or anyone, and I'm curious why.
Yeah.
Raheem Morris.
Yeah.
I know he failed 10 years ago.
Yeah, he was 32 years old.
He is way too young.
He was 32 years old. I think literally
he was. Now he's 45. He's defensive coordinator for the Rams. He worked his way back up. He paid his dues.
Yeah.
He did what he had to do. Why don't we hear his name at all?
Well, I think you will start hearing his name over the next couple of years. Maybe not this year. One, because they're still playing in the NFL. He's actually 33 years old. His first head coaching gig in 2009. He was 33 years old, which is crazy. Raheem has done a great job with the Rams. He did a really good job with the Atlanta Falcons when he took over the defensive coordinator duties from Dan Quinn before that staff got fired. I forgot where he was last year, Raheem, and now he's obviously out in Los Angeles as the DC, and they're a game away from being in the Super Bowl. So he's got the experience, even though it was a long time ago, but he's also got a great personality. I just don't know if his name or his influence is out there enough to be considered a hot candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he might, there's still eight jobs, right? There's still eight jobs that are open right now, seven if you count the Giants because he's not on their list. There's seven jobs available potentially for him. So he might get a shot this cycle, but I love Raheem. And I'm obviously biased because he's best friends with my twin. He's best friends with Rondé. And I've known him for a long time. He's a Jersey kid. He's got an edge about him. He's got a likability about him that makes him really relatable. I'd love to see him get a shot. I just don't know if it's going to happen this cycle.
Yeah, and I don't think it is. And I don't think it's nine openings because the Broncos have Hackett.
Yeah, it's not nine. It's really like six.
It's really six. You take out the Giants because he's not connected to them.
Yep.
At least so far. Jaguars are looking like they'll go with Leftwich. Yep. And then obviously Denver with Nathaniel Hackett as the OC from Green Bay. So
that one's official,
more so
correct?
Down to six. That's official.
Hackett's official.
That's official. Let's go to Dover Plains. James is on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney. James, what's up, dude?
What's happening, James?
Hey.
Hey, guys. First, I just want to let you guys are just great. I mean, I think the Fans lineup right now from 6 to 6 is the best that I've really ever heard. And I don't think it's going to be too long before you guys slide into that afternoon slot.
Stop.
I love this slot right here.
I do too.
My wife loves this slot, James.
But I like the compliments. Yeah, you have to stop there.
But I have to defend Al a bit.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That month when you guys interviewed Kevin James, and I like Kevin James.
Yeah.
That we saw that weekend. All I wanted to hear was analysis. I wanted to hear somebody who did the game. I mean, all I wanted to hear was football. And when I was listening to you guys and Kevin James came, I was just a big letdown. I mean, get him off. I wanted to talk football.
James, your phone.
Yeah, your phone is cutting on you.
I think we got the gist.
Yeah. The gist is you want to hear football for four straight hours.
Yes, and instead we gave you 3 hours and 46 minutes of football. And by the way, the funny thing, I said this to Al this morning, And he said, well, it was more interesting. All right, cool. So we had Kevin James on the show. We talked a little football, Jets and whatever. I don't think we got into the Mets, but he talked about some of his favorite Jets, whatever, local slant, local guy. And Al thought it was acceptable to talk about us interviewing him for 10 minutes on Boomer and Geo. So, you know, different strokes for different folks. Of course, Al's defense was, yeah, but my what I brought up on the air was more interesting than the actual conversation with Kevin. Let's get Gary. Gary's in Newton, New Jersey. Oh, Gary the brewer. Gary the beer maker. Gary.
How we doing, guys?
What's happening, Gary?
Nothing much. Your beer is in the fermenter now. I'm waiting until Sunday to see what it's looking like.
Nice. How long does that usually take, Gary?
30 days. Day you brew it to the day you pour it.
Nice.
Now, how many bottles will this fill here, Gary? What kind of a stock will we have?
Well, I get 5 gallons, so it's 2 cases comes out of a brew.
Nice.
Perfect. Just good enough to play a good card game.
Exactly.
Come on over, boys.
It's on a keg right now. I'm going to have to bottle it off the keg, so I can just bring the keg over and we'll just sit there.
Just go with the keg, baby.
Yeah, all right.
Wait,
Gary, you don't need to church it up for us.
Yeah, exactly. Give me a plastic cup, a red Solo cup. By the way, Gary, I will pay money to see Tiki do his first keg stand because I know he's never done a keg stand.
It's
only a 5 gallon keg, so it's not really going to hold somebody up as a keg stand.
Hold on, Gary. I got to call it.
I got to call a
30-second turnaround.
30-second timeout, Tiki.
I went to the University of Virginia where they have things like Midsummers and Foxwoods, which is a horse race that nobody ever sees a horse because they're so hammered doing keg stands in a field 40 miles out of Charlotte. I've done keg stands.
Oh, my bad.
Well, there you go.
Yes, I have done keg stands.
I mean, but now, Gary, one sec. Teak, you can't get on me that much. And obviously, I was wrong. And I take it back, partner. But you also did tell me years ago, and you also said it last week, the first drink you ever had was Zima. So, I mean, it's not incredibly irresponsible
in college,
to deduce.
And
that
then
you never
I went to college, and my RA, Chip Roy, who's now a congressman down in Texas, gets us a pony keg. And the next thing you know, it's like we're hammered, man.
Who could drink more, you or Rondé?
I don't. Probably Rondé.
Who was the sloppier drunk, you or Rondé?
Neither one of us. We are controlled drugs.
I knew you were going to say that.
There we go.
Go ahead, Gary. Until you drink Gary stuff, and then we're walking sideways.
This
doing
thing
the
better
show.
Not be like 12%, Gary.
I hope it is.
It's going to be like around 9%.
Nice. Right, that's good strong Belgian beer almost. Go ahead.
Yeah. So what you were talking about before with the four candidates that you said for the Giants coaching job, Dable, Quinn, Frazier, and Flores.
Yes.
Out of those guys, I mean, the most likely one, as Tiki's been saying, is Dable, because you want somebody who's going to actually, you know, bring Daniel Jones to hopefully what they thought his potential was. I mean, you got three guys that are defensive coordinators. You got no offensive candidates that had previous experience. And so I just worry that those three are not going to bring Jones along like Dable would.
Yeah.
So, I'd have to sit with Dable on this.
Yeah,
for
I
sure.
mean, I, it feels that
you,
your gut is right. Right, the Giants need an offensive injection, and they need a guy who's going to bring a philosophy that's going to translate, and guys are going to get and buy into, and it's going to turn a team that has some talent in the skill position area into, you know, one of the top teams in the division, and, you know, maybe they compete for a playoff spot in a couple of years. So Dayball makes sense. But BT and I don't know if we ever brought it to air, but last week we were talking about the fact that the Giants haven't had a defensive-minded coach since Parcells, really, right?
Yes.
Coughlin is offense, even though he was his I don't know, strictness and like attention to detail and discipline makes you think that it's defense, but he was an offensive guy, right? Same thing with
running back, right? Was he a former running back?
Yep, running back. Yeah. Same thing with obviously Ben McAdoo
Fossil.
Because Fossil was certainly that way. He was coordinator for Denver Broncos. Why am I forgetting his
name? Coach Reeves.
No, the quarterback. Who's the quarterback?
Elway. I'm just throwing names out. I'm going to start throwing out Denver Nuggets names pretty soon.
He was Elway's coordinator and quarterback coach. So Fossil was obviously offense. And then Shermer was offensive coordinator for the Vikings. And then obviously Joe Judge was kind of neither. But
special
teams guy. So it's been a long time since the Giants had a defensive first head coach. And with the lack of success of the last couple of years, maybe you want to go opposite. Sometimes you hear that.
Yeah.
You go opposite of what you're doing.
Hang on a second. Sorry, partner. I wouldn't do this if this wasn't important.
Go ahead.
A tweet just came out. It directly impacts what the Giants will do.
Uh-oh.
And we will get into this next. Right, it's a big one right here on The Fan, Tiki and Tierney.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.